From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now we're going to hear from the head of the Transportation Security Administration about new screening procedures at airports. There's been a loud and angry backlash against the latest policies and technologies, from full-body scanners to enhanced pat-downs. John Pistol is the TSA administrator, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa. Glad to be with you.
And you've been hearing concerns, of course, both about the intrusiveness of these measures and also the health effects of some of the scans, concerns voiced by passengers, also from pilots and flight attendants. Did you anticipate that level of backlash?
There have been a number of reactions, I think informed perhaps by individuals' experiences and perspectives. We are really looking at this from two perspectives. One is the partnership that we seek with the traveling public in particular. And then also the security aspects. And the bottom line is we know the threats are real, as we've seen really since 9/11 and before. And so what we try to do is work the best balance between security and privacy and safety and security.
In terms of finding that balance, though, the American Civil Liberties Union, for example, calls the full body scans a virtual strip search. How do you justify that level of scanning or enhanced pat-downs, which many people find invasive?
The threats are real, and the best way to address those threats are by having the best technology and the best techniques. Reasonable people can disagree as to what that blend or that mix is between privacy and security, but in the final analysis, I think everybody wants to be safe and secure on that flight.
I gather TSA has now backed off a bit on screening for young children, is that right?
Well, we did not do, frankly, a very good job of communicating initially that there would be an exemption, if you will, from the thorough pat-down for children 12 and under. That was under review when the policy came out, and so we have clarified that does not apply to children 12 and under.
12 and under are exempt, but children above that age would still be subjected to a pat-down if necessary?
Well, possibly. And Melissa, I would just point out that those receiving the pat-down are as a result of having alarmed off the walk-through metal detector and not resolved that alarm, or they opt out of the advanced imaging technology. And so there's a need to resolve that, because what we don't want to face is a Christmas Day type bomber who says, I'm going to opt out of the advanced imaging technology, and I'm not going to receive a thorough pat-down, so I will be able to get on that flight and kill as many people on that flight and others on the ground, perhaps.
What about the concern, especially voiced by pilots who go through scanners all the time, and they're concerned, some of them, about radiation from specifically the backscatter imaging technology? They say we're not the threat. Why should we be subjected to this added health risk? What's happening there? Is there any resolution of that?
There are two issues there, Melissa. One, dealing with the safety issues, and both the FDA and the National Institute of Science and Technology, along with Johns Hopkins, have all done independent research on this to assess the amount of radiation. And what they have found is that it is a very low radiation risk, equivalent to maybe a couple minutes of air travel at 30,000 feet. One of the things that I did when I came on as administrator back in July was to use a risk-based intelligence-driven process. Part of that means, do we use the same screening technology and approach for everybody, and I don't think that makes sense from a risk-based perspective. So I think we'll have a positive outcome with the pilots in the not-too-distant future.
In other words, that they would not be subjected to the same level of screening as passengers?
Well, I would say an alternate type of screening, and there's a number of options we're looking at in that regard.
I did want to question, though, Mr. Pistol, you know that there are other scientists who question the radiation levels that you're using, say they actually are higher, and that they say pilots could be at some risk, given the number of times they pass through these scanners.
Right. I've seen the studies. I'm not familiar with the specifics of those studies, but again, the studies from the organizations that I mentioned earlier and the agencies, I believe that everybody traveling can have confidence in the safety of those machines.
Do you think, John Pistol, that we are always fighting essentially the last battle in this regard? For example, the enhanced screening measures that we're talking about really gained steam last year after the attempted Christmas Day bombing. We started having to take off our shoes when Richard Reid, the would-be shoe bomber, tried to light his shoes on fire. How do you get out in front of evolving terrorist threats rather than just responding to what's happened in the past?
The challenge is, Melissa, is to always be forward-looking, as you mentioned. while also addressing previous plots, because what we don't want to happen is they use the same technique, the same approach, because we have become lax. Well, they've already tried that, so we don't need to focus on that. We know that whether it's Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups are coming up with creative solutions, so we want to be always looking forward while informed by the past. So the best intelligence in a risk-based approach is what we do on a day-to-day basis.
But how do you do that? And doesn't it seem that these measures are reflexive?
Well, they are, in the sense that we want to make sure there aren't additional cartridge toners out there with a pound or more of PETN in them. So we want to make sure we're addressing that threat while informed by the latest intelligence to say, what might the terrorists be doing? How can we be informed by that intelligence? And what actions can we take informed by that intelligence?
I've been talking with John Pistol. He's the head of the Transportation Security Administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.